All systems are operational.
Where were you? Brought to you by TakeMyVoice.com.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
This is the Wayback Machine. We're traveling through time.
Way back. Back into time.
3, 2, 1. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Back in time.
Where were you? March 5th, 1964. In the news, tight security measures are in order for President Johnson's trip to Florida. The Miami Herald says the Secret Service received a report that a kamikaze-style attempt might be made to ram the president's jet by a Cuban pilot, or that a Cuban-based missile may be aimed at his aircraft. At the movies,
this man is obviously a psychotic.
An insane general starts a process to nuclear holocaust that a war room of politicians and generals frantically try to stop.
You can't fight in here. This is the war room.
Dr. Strangelove, or How I Learned to
Love the Bomb,
stars Peter Sellers and George C. Scott.
And so, because of the automated and irrevocable decision-making process which rules out human meddling, the doomsday machine is terrifying. It's simple to understand and completely credible and convincing.
Gee, I wish we had one of them doomsday machines.
Thursday night TV includes The Donna Reed Show and My Three Sons.
That lady makes goof eyes at you too, huh, Dad?
Yeah, she does, sort of.
If she was a bug, would you step on her?
Well, let's put it this way, Chip. If anybody's going to be making goof eyes, I want to be the one to do it.
But you have to be kinder, don't you?
Well, yes.
Because you're a gentleman?
That's right, Chip.
And on the radio,
in their fifth week at number one,
The Beatles!
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you something. I think you'll understand. When I say that something,
I'm Scott Fortney, and that's where we were today in 1964.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Where were you?
TakeMyVoice.com.